Sapa blessing, dear ones. And Sapa blessing to all the dear families that are listening on the phone. We will begin our children's Sapa school lesson. This is number 64 on this day, February 22nd, 2014. And for those that will be listening to the recording on a later date, welcome and blessed Sabbath to you as well. We are still reading from the Desire of Ages, and we are in chapter 10. The title is The Voice in the Wilderness. And we're going to begin our study with our opening song. And it's taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, 28 through 30. And the title is Come Unto Me.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and got heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and got heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Oh, my yoke is easy. Come on unto me.
If anyone of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, we're requesting the little ones, mommy or daddies.
If we can please bow our heads and our hearts so we can come before the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be a blessed name. Lord, thank you for being merciful and for waking us up this morning and for giving us another chance to be in your blessed rest on your Sabbath day, dear Father God, I pray. Lord, I pray that you open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to the lesson that we are about to receive. Bless the little ones that are here and those that are not here. Please bring them back to the fold as soon as possible, dear Father, I pray. Bless them wherever they are. Touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Lord, bless all that will be helping and participating in the children's study and the study after this and the one after this also. Keep us and guide us in all thy way. Lord, forgive our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings and anything that we have done that is not of you. In your son's precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. So we will begin our study with the opening scripture of our study. It's taken from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 5 from the King James Version. And it reads, There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias on the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. This week, boys and girls, we will begin a new chapter in our study book entitled The Voice in the Wilderness. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Babula.
Luke 1:38. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Luke 1:13. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thee prayed is heard, and the wife of Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John.
Daniel 10:21. For I will show thee that which is noted in the scriptures of truth, and there is none that holdeth with me in this place but Michael, your prince.
Amen.
Revelation 1:1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
Revelation 22:9, then said he unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of the book, worship God.
1 Chronicles 24:10, the seventh to Hazael,
who had long waited for the coming of the Messiah, the forerunner of Christ arose. The aged priest Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth were both righteous before God, and in their quiet and holy lives the light of faith shone out like a star amid the darkness of those evil days, to for the face of the Lord to prepare his ways.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are continuing in our lesson book, Desire Ages, and we're in chapter 10, and we will be discussing page 97 through 100. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 97. Zacharias dwelt in the hill country of Judea, but he had gone up to Jerusalem to minister for 1 week in the temple, a service required twice a year from the priests of each course. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Desire of Ages, page 97.
Desire of Ages, page 97. He was standing before the golden altar in the holy place of the sanctuary. The cloud incense with the prayer of Israel with ascending before God. Suddenly, he became conscious of a divine presence. An angel of the Lord was standing on the right side of the altar. The position of the angel was an indication of favor, but Zacharias took no note of this.
Desire Pages, page 97. For many years he had prayed for the coming of the Redeemer. Now heaven has sent its messenger to announce that these prayers were about to be answered. But the mercy of God seemed too great for him to credit. He was filled with fear and self-condemnation.
Amen. Well done. And welcome all the little ones coming in. Azariah, Alice, and also Omari, and all the little ones coming in. Sabbath blessing, we still are in the Desire Ages, chapter 10, and we're reading from pages 97 through 100. Question, boys and girls, who were the two righteous before God among the faithful in Israel, and what was Zacharias' course of lot that he executed in the order of the priest's office before God? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
The aged priest Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth, and the order of the course according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense.
Praise the Lord. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. The mic will be open for any one of the dear family that is familiar with this scripture song. It's taken from Isaiah 41:10 from the King James Version. Anybody would like to be able to come up to the mic and share it with us?
I'm with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yeah, I will help thee, yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my 41:10. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue from our lesson book, Desire Ages. This is page 98. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next.
He was greeted with the joyful
assurance,
fear not.
Zacharias,
for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife,
Elizabeth,
shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in sight of the Lord, and shall darkness neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Desire of Ages, page 98. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 98, paragraph 1. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 98. Zacharias well knew how to Abraham in his old age, a child, was given because he believed his faithful to who had promised. But for a moment, the aged priest turned his thoughts to the weakness of humanity. He forget that what God had promised. He is able to perform what was contrast between this unbelief and the sweet childlike faith of Mary, the maiden of Nazareth, who answered the angel's wonderful announcements was, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to my word. Luke 1:38.
Desire of Ages, page 98. The birth of a son to Zacharias, like the birth of the child of Abraham and that of Mary, was to teach a great spiritual truth, a truth that we are slow to learn and ready to forget. In ourselves, we are incapable of doing any good thing, but that which we cannot do will be wrought by the power of God in every submissive and believing soul. It was through faith that the child of promise was given. It is through faith that spiritual life is begotten, and we are unable to do the works of righteousness.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what was the answer to the prayer that the angels came to tell Zechariah God had heard while in the temple? And why shall many rejoice at his birth, and what shall he do? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
Fear not, Zachar, for thy prayer is heard, and they with wife
Elizabeth
shall bear thee a soon
son,
and
thou
shalt call his name John, and for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall
drink
neither
wine
where
nor
strong drink, and he shall be
filled
with
the Holy Great
Ghost,
and Mary, the children of the
Israel
shall be trusted.
He turned to the Lord their God. To the questions of Zacharias, the angel said, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee great tidings. 500 years before, Gabriel had made known to Daniel the prophetic period which was to extend to the coming of Christ. The knowledge that the end of this period was near had moved Zacharias to pray for the Messiah's advent. Now the very messenger through whom the prophecy was given had come to announce its fulfillment.
Desire of Ages, page 99. The words of the angel, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, show that he holds a position of high honor in the heavenly court. When he came with the message to Daniel, he said, There is none that holdeth with me in these things but Michael, Christ your prince, taken from Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. Of Gabriel, the Savior speaks in the Revelation, saying, He sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Revelation 1:1. And to John the angel declared, I am a fellow servant with thee and with thy brethren the prophets. And they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses run into battle. Revelation 22 verse 9. Wonderful thought that the angel who stands next in honor to the Son of God is the one chosen to open the purpose of God to sinful men. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 99, paragraph 1. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, what great spiritual truth are we taught from the birth of these sons to the man of God? If you know the answer to these questions, dear one, bubble up.
Of doing any good thing, but that which we cannot do will be wrought by the power of God in every submissive and believing soul. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 99. Zacharias had expressed doubt of the angel's words. He was not to speak again until they were fulfilled. Behold, said the angel, thou shalt be dumb until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. It was the duty of the priest in this service to pray for the pardon of public and national sins, and for the coming of the Messiah. But when Zacharias attempted to do this, he could not utter a word.
Desire of Ages, page 99. Coming forth to bless the people, he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. They had waited long and had begun to fear, lest he had been cut down by the judgment of God. But as he came forth from the holy place, his face was shining with the glory of God, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. Zacharias communicated to them what he had seen and heard, and as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house.
Soon after the birth of the promised child, the father's tongue was loosed, and he spake and praised God, and fear came on all that dwelt around them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill countries of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, What manner of child shall this be? All this tended to call attention to Messiah's coming, for which John was to prepare the way.
Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What happened when Zacharias had expressed doubt of the angel's words? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
He was not to speak again until they were fulfilled. Behold, said the angel, thou shalt be dumb until the day that these things shall be performed, because you believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season.
Amen. Anyone of the family would like to take the next paragraph?
The Holy Spirit rested upon Zacharias. Zacharias. Up and
in these beautiful words, he prophesied of the Messiah, of his son. Thou child shalt be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give of salvation unto his people of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby by the day spring from of high mountain visited us to give light to them. Thou sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into.
Why is that scrolling down? To guide our feet into.
Dear ones, if you would like to make the actual presentation to fit to your screen, just touch the button control and touch the minus button to make it smaller, or the same button control to the positive one to make it larger. So it will be able to fit and you don't have to scroll down, okay? We apologize. And the last part of that reading was to guide our feet into the way of peace. Good job, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 100. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of showing unto Israel. Before the birth of John, the angel had said, he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. God had called the son of Zacharias to a great work, the greatest ever committed to men. In order to accomplish this work, he must have the Lord to work with him, and he and the Spirit of God would be with him if he heeded the instructions of the angel. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 100, paragraph 2. Amen.
Great job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What had God called the son of Zacharias to do?
A great work. The greatest ever committed to man, and other to is
accomplished
this work. He must have the Lord to work with him, and the Spirit of God would be with him if he hidden the instructions.
Praise the Lord. Hi, Azariah and everyone. Let's learn another beautiful song together, dear one, and it's going to be sung by our dear brother Joshua, and this song is called Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, prepare ye the way for his kingdom, his path we must clear. For the time is here to prepare the way so the Lord can come. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Declare ye the day of his coming. Our voices will raise as we sing his praise. Oh, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Love one another, the prophet said. Bear one another's sorrow. Care for the poor and forgive every sin. Watch, for the Lord comes tomorrow. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Oh, share the good news of this gospel. The day is at hand. Let the faithful stand and prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we have just come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school study, and praise the Lord for the large turnout of all the little precious ones that the Lord has in this home church. Next week, we will continue with part two of our study in our lesson book, The Voice in the Wilderness. So any one of the dear mommies, daddies, and little ones would like to have closing prayer.
Well, God, dear us, God, thank you for everything we studied for Sabbath. It was so wonderful, and thank you for doing everything, and thank you for coming for Sabbath. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for all that you give us. I thank you for letting us be on the chat room today. And thank you for all of my family and our Sabbath friends. And
amen. I sure miss you, little Alice. Next Sabbath, dear ones, as you can see how happy I am right now. I can't even speak. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, dear ones, we will continue in Chapter 10, The Voices in the Wilderness, Part 2, and that will be held on Sabbath, March 1st, 2014. We have prepared also children's Sabbath activity after Sabbath that they may be able to continue learning the different words and understanding all that was shared with them today. Hope and pray that all of y'all was blessed today. And remember, just as John was preparing the way for the Lord, we, in this age, we also are trying to prepare the second coming of our Savior as well. So study, everyone. We never know how the Lord will use us as we share the gospel with those that come in touch with us in our Christian life. And we would like to thank all the brethren that took part of preparing all these beautiful study for the children. May you all have a blessed Sabbath, everyone, and those that are on the phone. Thank you for being here. God bless.